When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 327 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Ines Da Silva. Thank you.
Thanks, Ines.
I sincerely hope that I said your name correctly.
We had a lot of conversation about how it was pronounced.
I just want to do the right thing. And so, honestly, if we don't say your name right, if you could like email us and tell us, that would be great. Just in case somebody else has your name and we just, you know, call people by their names.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do. Okay.
Yep. Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/Swish Flickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Discord doesn't even know this. Today we will be discussing some profit news.
I'm excited. I know that we kind of just did one, but there was like literally, I'm not kidding,
they were just like, here's Harry Potter news.
Yeah, like right when that episode dropped, like they gave us more.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the heck? It's been quiet on the old frontier. For a while.
The HP frontier. I got dysentery. Anyways, for those of you who are like, oh man, I really wanted a chapter episode. Fear not, folks, because the next chapter that you get is Creature's Tale. And we are going to be joined by the one, the only, the brilliant, the wonderful, the lovely, Lori Kim. So hold tight and we will have that four-part chapter, friends. Yes, it is four parts coming to you soon.
Yes. So the first of a few things is I wanted to talk a little bit about the Warner Brothers Studio Tour London. First, I want to say, when Katie and I so amazingly got to go to Leaves Den, I do not remember their cafes and like food situation things.
I'm just wondering if while I'm in Ireland, I should just like pop over to London.
The answer to your question is yes.
I wish I was. Can we meet you there?
Yeah, me either.
I don't remember the food situation being anything special.
Nope. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't like... It was just,
but it's
like
themed now.
Yeah, it wasn't
like that. It's so cool. Yeah. So I don't know how long ago, but they opened up a chocolate frog cafe that also was not there whenever we were there.
That was so cool.
What makes something a chocolate frog cafe?
I guess you'll like, have to pop on over to London and find out for
well,
yourself.
I guess I'm gonna have
if
to.
If you Google it, like just like the look of the cafe. Like, it's, like, themed after chocolate frogs. And they have, like, sweets and treats and stuff at this cafe.
Ugh.
So they do those really fun, cool seasonal milkshakes that if you have ever been to Universal Orlando and gone to the Toothsome Factory, you've seen their like crazy, huge, massive, awesome milkshakes.
Never eaten there.
It's cool. Next time we go, we should eat there. It's good. It's like French American. It's a weird combo, but it's good.
Do you know what I heard about it? And this was all over the internet.
I realized that that's going to sound ridiculous because I just told you they're known for their milkshakes. And then I said it's a French restaurant, but I swear to God, their food is French inspired. Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
sorry.
Funny you should say that because I heard that it brings all the boys to the yard.
It does. You're right. Yep. All those Orlando boys. So anyway,
you can leave.
The Chocolate Frog Cafe in London. The Chocolate Frog Cafe in London has seasonal milkshakes. And so I don't know if you guys know this, but the Warner Brothers Studio Tour in London, like, seasonally will highlight different things that from the movies. So like right now through April is called Magical Mischief, where they focus on like Zonko's and the twins and Weasley Wizard Wheezes. So all of their food and stuff is like themed after that. So they have these like really cool pastries and whatnot that are like, they actually look like items from like Zonko's or Weasley Wizard Wheezes, which is really neat. But then it's like a cake or like just a fancy dessert.
Yeah.
Which is
what
fun.
What was in that cake?
But the menu, first of all, the menu is really cute. But they, I swear to God, they did not have like any of this. So
nope. You would have
remembered. You can get like a whole roast dinner with like a full like
a whole roast
chicken platter. Like a whole chicken.
Isn't it called like Engorgio?
It's called the Engorgio roast dinner, and then they have the Reducio roast dinner where it's like a smaller chicken.
like Cornish hen.
Yes.
Ew.
So I then they have that. The Hogwarts Feast burger. You know how I would smash that? I would smash a Hogwarts Feast burger.
What's on it?
It is a beef patty.
Well, as one burger would be.
A brioche bun.
You don't want a brioche bun.
Red onion gherkins.
Wait, what did Marcus say about brioche buns? They're cake? Or did Mia say that? Who said that brioche buns are like cake trying to be buns?
That sounds about right.
Who said that?
Marcus. That was Marcus.
Marcus said that. Okay.
Pickles, lettuce, tomato in orange burger sauce. Okay, well, I would get some things taken off. Purple cheese sauce.
What does that mean?
Served with coleslaw and thick cut chips.
They're bringing back the colored Heinz.
I would not eat. They have a Herbology burger, which is vegan burger, which that's a pretty fun name.
I'll have the sprouts, please.
Stone baked pizzas. And then they have like Toad in the Hole. They have like a fancy looking soup.
Ness said that wasn't Toad in the Hole, by the way.
I know.
I don't know how to live my life.
I know. Well, I would hope that Toad in the Hole ordered at Leavesden would actually be Toad in the Hole.
What's more not. Toad in the Hole? The stuff from the Wizarding World or the stuff that Meg made us for Swishmas?
Stop it.
It melted.
It tasted so good, though.
It was fine.
And then they also have like British classics. But then on top of that, they have like fancy desserts. They have House Pride Sundays. So like you could like pick your house. They have sherbet lemon meringue pie.
Love that.
Treacle tart with butterbeer cream. Definitely. And then Wizard Wheeze's cheesecake.
Yes.
But there's a, did you send in Discord the Instagram reel that I posted? Okay. I did. Go and watch that because it's like pictures and videos of like all the food. It looks so delicious. So that's going on like through April. But then after that, they just announced their next highlight, and it's going to be a celebration of Prisoner of Azkaban because it is the 20th anniversary of Prisoner, which is insane.
I'm old,
so it's they're
now
calling
an ancient
it
pile of dumble dust.
I'm old dusty. So inviting us all to return to Azkaban starting on the 1st of May. promising a fresh selection of props, costumes, and sets all dedicated to the beloved third installment of the Harry Potter series. The biggest addition will be a first-time installment of the Divination Classroom, complete with velvet poofs, patterned rugs, and a tower made of 500 vintage teacups.
Say poofs.
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 Beyond the Divination Classroom, fans will be able to discover the interior of the Night Bus, which is pretty cool because they do have the Night Bus exterior bus
right
on the back lot for you, but like you can't, I don't think you can go in it. You could just like peer in it, but you can't like get up close.
Are there
to like
beds
stuff
in there
in
then? Because it's supposed to be full of beds.
I don't remember. Or is it empty? I can't remember. It's been a lot of years.
Too Whoa. Long.
So you can get to see like a full interior of the Night Bus. And
can you get a toothbrush and a hot chocolate?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Also, we're great. Thanks for the toothbrush. Where is there a sink?
Just spit it out the window.
Or is it like magic toothbrush?
Magic toothbrush for sure.
Shut up.
Do you remember those toothbrushes? Maybe they still have them. Where it's like
that
a travel
had the
toothbrush.
Toothpaste on it.
Yeah,
they were disgusting.
Yeah,
you talking about the mint thingy?
It was like a little mini like toothbrush, and it had
like the teeny teeny thingy.
It was tiny.
No, it wasn't super tiny.
They still make those things,
and but it's like actually like a bristled it. Toothbrush yeah. with dried toothpaste on the bristles,
and then you're just supposed to use your
and
spit.
Your spit turns it into toothpaste. It's gross.
You could use that camping. They could have used this in Deathly Hallows.
That's true. How bad do you think their breath was?
Oh, vomit.
Scourgify your mouth.
Could you like
they're magical.
Said, could you Aquafina?
What if you just want to use a toothbrush?
Aquafina?
Wisps. Crest Wisps.
No, it's actual. Not Wisps. I'm not thinking of Wisps. It was like actual.
I was thinking of Wisps.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I was.
That's what I was thinking of.
No.
Dried, Hermione really cares about dental health.
Dried toothpaste.
That's what that is in the middle of that thing.
Yeah.
No, that's a bead that would burst and would become toothpaste.
No.
Tomato, tomato.
No, I'm like, what I
am. Do they
am
still make the thing
of,
that you're thinking of?
I don't know. Anyway, the third thing that we're getting in this return to Azkaban.
This is related.
Is, hold on, what is it? Okay, the third Harry Potter story also gave us our favorite, Catherine, our favorite Defense Against the Dark Arts professor.
Moody.
Professor Lupin.
Leave.
To pay homage, the studio tour will reveal a new section of the Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom that is already on display, complete with the Art Nouveau style Boggart wardrobe and the sinister Boggart Jack in the Box.
What does that mean?
What?
Art Nouveau.
It's the style that it was designed in, like the art style.
That means art style?
It's a is an art style.
Art Nouveau.
How do you spell
like
that?
Nouveau.
Okay, I'm Googling.
Come on, did you take an art history class? Yeah, Tiffany?
A very long time ago.
And
an ornamental style of art that flourished between about 1890 and 1910 throughout Europe and the United States.
There you go.
It just mean a Lima.
And this is going through the 4th of September, so like all summer, which is pretty cool. Other highlights include stepping foot into the magnificent Great Hall under an enchanted ceiling filled with over 100. You would do that anyway. Hold on. Okay. Before being
old news.
I was like,
done that.
I was like, what? That's like the
Who hasn't?
That's like the first thing you see.
I'm going to smack you.
Tiffany.
God.
Who hasn't?
Before being regaled by the Hogwarts frog choir and
I love it.
The Monster Book of Monsters go on a rampage in Harry's room at the Leaky Cauldron.
Sounds like a perfect
day out. So that is super, super cool.
I just want ice creams.
I really like. Dang, I want to go see that.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Why is our summer so full?
Why don't we have unlimited funds?
Literally.
We got fun to do.
We've got fun to do. That's what Evie tells me all the time.
We do have
We've
fun
got
to
fun
do.
To do. Okay. So that is the studio tour news. Now on to some super fun, exciting Orlando news.
I am going to poop myself with excitement.
Okay. We've talked a lot about Epic Universe, yes, right? But yes, everything that we had talked about...
Guesswork.
Was guesswork.
Speculation based on patent pending.
Correct. There was everything that we talked about literally was based on patents that Universal had filed.
Trademarks.
That looked like they... could fit into the Wizarding World. Correct. There was very strong and heavy rumors that Harry Potter would be included in Epic Universe, and we finally
Hello.
Got confirmation that
out of
it
nowhere.
Is coming, literally out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That it is in fact coming to Epic Universe. I do have some questions about what we're getting.
I have no answers.
But let's talk about it. So sure. There is an article on wizardingworld.com, so I'm just going to read a little bit from it.
Can you read the first line?
The magic...
No, after that.
I will. The magic of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter is growing. Universal Orlando Resort today, when is this? The 30th of January, revealed incredible new details on their new theme park, Universal Epic Universe.
Sounds epic.
The new Wizarding World edition includes... 1920s Wizarding Paris and the British Ministry of Magic.
Okay.
Hold on, I have to read the first line Katie wanted me to.
Yes, of course.
In the words of Severus Snape, control your emotions for today's news is going to knock your socks off.
And Dobby will collect them.
I'm a little confused.
I think that... Okay.
I think Fantastic Beasts is not over.
Okay, this is where I was going as well. They are either way too far in deep cash-wise to have...
No, they could have changed it.
Okay. I think they could have, too.
They could have changed it.
Because it's absolutely idiotic to create Paris and have that series not be in its entirety. It's dumb, if that's true.
When did the last Fantastic Beast movie release?
Somebody else is going to pick up and direct it. What's his face? Doesn't need to.
No,
I'm over it.
If it continues, we need change from David Heyman.
It came out in 2022.
No, it didn't.
Secrets of Dumbledore.
2 years ago? No.
It says 2022.
Are you serious?
That's what the internet said?
That's what the internet says.
What's time?
April 15th, 2022.
They might
That's
not
right,
have been able to change
I
it
went,
then.
It was my birthday celebration, and I was pregnant with Jamesy boy. Ew, and he's going to be two.
Maybe they were in deep. Okay, so this was my thought process. I was talking
but
about this
still,
a little bit.
But still, you can finagle things.
Totally.
And you can rebrand and redo.
I think.
Oh, I'm so grossed out.
I think that they needed
that it was
time.
That close. I felt like it was 5 years ago.
I know.
Okay. Just that's
too.
What's
I,
gross.
I for yeah. sure thought that it was released before COVID. I'm not going to lie.
It started. It was 2016, yeah. 2018. Then it took forever because of
That's
COVID
right.
for 22.
Ew, 2016 right. is when it started?
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay. Okay. So, I think that...
You guys, I can't do this.
I think that they... Because, to be honest, nobody has officially said
it's done. No.
And I'm sure that's on purpose.
Yes.
Got to leave
and
that door open.
That... Okay.
I think that they had a lot of bad press.
Yes, it's not good with multiple people
at once. A lot at once. And I think that they're giving themselves time.
Yes.
Before coming back to it. Whether it is in movie format, I don't know. Maybe they'll switch to a show. I don't know.
They already I don't think they would do a show at this point. They already have the original remake.
I don't think it's very weird. It's very weird to get confirmation of a very expensive theme park being built for a series that, quote, flopped. And I know that, like, they have turned, like, the right. Okay, let me just keep going here.
Yeah.
So, Epic Universe promises to be exactly as it describes. Epic.
Yes.
It is opening in 2025, which is super absolutely soon. Insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's going to be here, like, tomorrow.
And yeah. We'll have 5 new immersive worlds for fans to discover.
I don't know when we're going to be able to go, by the way, people, because that's some lines.
I know.
For sure.
So, just sit tight. Because Megan's got heel issues.
And eel issues.
I also have a hernia.
So it is going to have 5 new immersive worlds. If I'm being honest, I like full on confidently want to be like, yeah, I'm going opening summer.
You would know, hate right? every second.
I don't care. So it's all going to be found through entryways at the central part of the park that's called Celestial Park. So that's this is cute. An imaginative space full of, quote, lush living gardens and shimmering waters. And each, it's kind of cool, like each area you enter it through a portal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So there's like these icon statues basically above this portal for all 5 of these. And the Wizarding Worlds one is like a hand with the Elder Wand.
It's very
cool. Which is really cool.
Yeah.
So the other areas that are coming are Super Nintendo World, which we've known about for a really long time.
I will cry.
It's gonna be so much bigger than California.
Everything is bigger than California.
Cannot wait. How to Train Your Dragon.
Very super excited cool. about that.
Wizarding World, and then Dark Universe.
Can't wait. That's gonna be so cool.
It's
gonna be so cool.
It's like, scared. It's like Universal original horror monsters.
And you know what?
It's going to be like year-round Horror Nights.
We talked about this. Disney needs to up its game. It needs to add to the back of Magic Kingdom or create Baddies. A fifth.
Which they need I would rather they need a fifth gate. They really need a fifth
and
gate.
And it needs to... They need her? They need to cater to what everybody's been asking for years. Can you imagine villains?
Dude, it would be so cool.
It would be amazing. Yeah. And they hinted to it.
Hold on, though. That's only 4.
D23.
Super Nintendo, How to Train Your Dragon, Dark Universe, and Harry Potter.
Shrek in there anywhere?
No.
No, it's it was something for little kids. It was something for kids.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
Okay. I don't know if they've announced it yet.
No, it was like a little kid thing.
Okay. Complete guide. I'll find it. Okay. I'll raise my hand.
Okay. So the Wizarding World of Harry Potter Ministry of Magic is the ride.
Yeah.
So the Ministry of Magic that we're going to go to is in fact the British Ministry of Magic, even Crazy. Though the land is Paris. Yes. You don't know yet.
Oh, it's the ones you said plus Celestial Park.
Okay. Oh, okay.
What
was I thinking of?
I mean, there are going to be rides there.
An expansion. Oh, they've redone. They're redoing the area in studios where, like, E.T. Woody Woodpecker and stuff was.
That's
right.
And
it's going to be DreamWorks.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
But Celestial is going to have, like, a carousel, a water play area.
It looks in, like, cool food places.
The Nintendo Superstar Store.
Katie's gonna die.
We're gonna be so poor, yeah.
So it says, if you look a little closer at the portal's concept art, is that an Elder Wand we spy as part of its design? With the Elder Wand such a key catalyst for both the Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts movies, you can expect this new park to celebrate the connections between both film series. So I have a feeling that you're probably going to like enter into the French ministry and then like be pulled to the British ministry somehow. Has to be my guess, because otherwise
flu
I do
network
know that,
or
like,
elevator.
I'm guessing flu, to be honest. And I think that just because I know in the theme park world how serious they are with like making things fit.
Yeah.
And they couldn't build the British Ministry of Magic when they already have London at Universal Studios.
Correct.
They couldn't, like, I just know, coming from someone who has followed and loves theme parks for a really, really long time, like, mm-hmm. that is, like, highly important to them.
They would have had to have put the ministry there. You would have had to have gone in through the toilet and gone in London.
Yes.
Yeah.
They couldn't have that be at a whole
other
park.
So now they have to do it off screen.
Correct. You are going to be pulled to London somehow while starting your journey in France.
Right.
So I am excited, though, that they're kind of that we're kind of going to get to see like 1920s Wizarding World. Mm-hmm. And it's really neat because they have kind of created like a wand shop, but come up with like a magical French name for it and like a candy shop. Like, so they have all of like the same similar type shops that are at the other parks, but they're like French magic themed, which is pretty cool.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, yeah, the only ride that we know of that's coming is the Ministry of Magic. And we've talked endlessly about those patents and stuff and like what it could be.
I don't think there'll be any more than that.
But I think that's going to be the only ride. I think it's going to be another food place.
I wonder if they'll have Jacob's Bakery.
Oh, my God. I hope so.
But where's that located?
But I actually don't. I don't think they will. They are having a bakery of some sort. They kind of put out this article, of course, doesn't have it. But they did put out some of the names for the shops, but they're also all in French and I don't want to sound like an idiot trying to pronounce them. So
good for you, honey.
I know that the wand shop has baguette in it though, and that makes me chuckle and I love it so much, but I think that that's what they call the wands in the French books, like in the French translation of the book.
Really?
So I just think that that's really cute. So yeah, I'm so excited that it's officially announced. We can officially look forward to it next year. Is nuts. Mm-hmm. And Disney needs to watch out a little bit. Like, this is huge. I mean, okay. I like to laugh a lot of the times about Universal and how, you know, it's just different. Going to Universal and going to Disney
they're
very different.
Yeah, they're not the same experiences.
And
I don't think that they're trying to be.
No, they're not trying to be the same, but they are showing Disney with this that they are legitimate competition.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that, I laughed a little bit at them whenever they opened their water park, Volcano Bay, and they tried to play it off that Volcano Bay was like a third gate. I'm like, guys, it's a water park. It's not a third gate. I understand it's much more immersive and it's much more... designed, even honestly, it's better than Disney's water parks. I will give them that, hands down, easily. I think better than both Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a little bit laughable for them to be like, "Oh, well, now we have three gates." I'm like, guys, you have two in a water park, but it's a very nice water park. Okay, like I'll give you that.
Yeah.
This is such a massive expansion that like. I kind of equate this maybe in size to like Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I mean the it's like five a hub lands, and spoke kind of deal, it feels.
Right. Yeah, like five lands with all of these different areas to go to, like it definitely seems. And not only that, but like the land where they bought so much land for this park. So like I'm going to be interested in the logistics of like how to get there and like how they're going to connect their hotels and stuff. to this, because right now they're very focused on, like, we have our parking garages and everything is attached to City Walk, and you go into City Walk and then you go to the parks. But that's like,
it's a hike too.
Not gonna work with that's this park, because this park is over by the Orlando Convention Center. So, like, I don't know, just interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun facts about the size that I just Googled. Oh, are you
yeah,
ready?
Tell me.
Yeah.
It's going to be 750 acres. Which is twice the size of Epcot and seven times the size of Magic Kingdom.
What? Wow.
And it will be the largest Universal park kind of, in the U.S. Second globally.
It doesn't feel too bad to walk across.
It's very large.
Yeah, but it doesn't...
If you...
That also includes the theme park, the three hotels, the shops, and food and beverage.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Yeah.
That's all the land. I just saw probably. That now.
Is it hub and spoke model?
Yeah, kind of. I was Celestial Park say. Is kind of the middle, mm-hmm. and then the others, like, yeah, like spoke off of it.
So if you don't know what that means, it's kind of like a wagon wheel, and the mm-hmm. hub is the center of the wheel, and then it goes out into like the different lands off of that. If you don't know what that means, and that's kind of like how Disney builds their.
I'm going to guess
Magic Kingdom.
It's got to be comparable in size. If we're talking just the park, it's got to be comparable in size to Magic Kingdom.
Epcot's bigger than Magic Kingdom, isn't it?
Is it? Animal Kingdom's actually the biggest park, is it? So maybe it's going to be more comparison. The comparison will be better to Animal Kingdom.
Epcot acres? Feels like a hike to me every single time. But when I walk
it's that
through Magic
around the lake.
Yeah, but when I walk through Magic Kingdom, I don't know if it's the shift of the lands, but it just feels smaller. Maybe am I wrong?
What?
Oh, your face.
Looking up how many acres Animal Kingdom was. And it's the largest theme park in the world.
I believe it
was 580.
They need
acres.
A lot of land for the animals.
Yeah.
580.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want
to probably comparable
I wanna
to
find
that.
Just the park.
Yeah.
But even so, say it's comparable in size to Animal Kingdom. Like, they are really like stepping up and being like, pay attention to us. And not only that, but I have to compare, and you guys know how much I love Disney, okay? But it has taken Universal the same amount of time to build this entire theme park that it will have taken Disney to build Tron.
I don't know what their deal is.
And I...
Well, look who we had for forever, though, at Disney running parks. And...
That was only, like, a year and a half, wasn't
yeah,
it?
But he was awful.
He was. But I know that they had a lot of trouble building Tron. The foundation, like, failed twice, which is massive.
You can't fail that with that ride. Or any, for that matter. But still.
Tron is good, but not worth all that time. It's not that good.
I mean, I think it looks really cool in Tomorrowland, and I like going by it on my People Mover, but I'm not going to go. I mean, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
That's a very, like, I don't know.
I do believe that the comparison in terms of time is pretty, because Epic Universe was also started being built during COVID. So, like, you can't fully take COVID out of the equation when comparing Tron to Epic Universe, because both of them had broken ground before.
Disney goes through these hills and valleys of whether or not we want to focus on our parks and doing the parks like the right way that the parks should be done, not what the Imagineers are like, well, we know what's right and the audience and the park goers will buy it and we do what we want. That's failed them so many times because they do that. And then sometimes they take the focus away from the Imagineers and they don't do them right. And they've been dumping on
the focus has been away from
animation
for a while.
Yeah. They have not been promoting movies correctly. Pixar has been
everything's a sequel.
Where are original ideas? Nothing's going into theaters that's like doing something. What was their last one? I haven't even seen it. I was not amped for it at all. I know it's good.
Wish
as a Disney person I would love it. probably.
It's really good.
But like,
they didn't promote it enough.
They're not promoting anything. And that's why they're putting movies back in, like Seeing Red's back in theaters right now, because it was released on...
It was never in theaters.
Disney Plus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm finding mixed things now. So I wonder if the Acre stuff, for all of the things I said, includes like parking lots and all that stuff. Because then I found something that said just the theme park itself of Epic Universe is around 110 acres.
So that's got to be more comparison to Magic Kingdom.
Put that into miles. How many DeVitos is that?
It's a 12. It's 12 minutes from the where Universal is now.
Magic Kingdom.
What is Epic?
Yeah.
Magic Kingdom's 140 acres.
Okay.
So it's pretty comparable to Magic Kingdom.
Sorry for that crazy ride.
Totally walkable.
I got a lot of weird
or 0.22 square miles.
Articles.
That's not too bad. I'm just saying it doesn't feel like a chore. Like, if we're booking rides, do I want to book rides that are like closer in proximity to the ones I want to hit? Sure. It saves me time. But like, I don't mind booking something like from Adventureland to Tomorrowland. Like,
it's not the end of the world.
No, huh?
It's 0.22 square miles, Vinny. So basically what I'm saying is Universal is stepping up their game. They have always been fast builders. Like, think, and I do know that I'm guessing part of that is the fact that they wait a really long time to like officially confirm anything. Because if you like, I remember they had started like demoing Jaws way before they announced.
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry. Way before they announced like what was replacing it. So then like your wait for the thing feels less. Whereas Disney has already given us all of these, what do they call it, like blue sky things that are like years, years, years away.
Disney's and like, Kanto, we had this like twinkle villains of an idea that might happen in 10 years.
And the crowd goes nuts. Yeah, and then now it's been crickets for, when was that, D23?
It was like last year.
It was last year. We were sitting at the zoo.
And all we know that they have done since then is rebrand. What's its face?
Tiana.
Yes.
Which, by the way,
it's open.
Is looking
it's gonna be,
beautiful.
It's going to be open.
Have you seen, like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, did you, all of the foliage yeah. and stuff looks
well,
so good.
Well, did you see the animatronic?
Yes.
I said, no, great, no, do that to the Frozen.
That's what I said. I said, no, are they going to shut that down and replace that?
I'm really curious what Dark Universe is going to get. Like, I don't know if they announced, like, rides.
They did.
Tell me. Because I have high expectations for that, and I don't want to be disappointed.
What if they put Jaws back in?
I don't know if they ever
they
would.
They will not do that.
That'd be cool.
Water rides take up so much space.
And money.
Yeah.
I love it, though. That ride. The way Katie screamed on Jurassic Park is the way that I screamed on Jaws. I was right at the edge of the boat, and the shark mouth is right there.
Don't talk about my embarrassing moments.
You can go on Jaws, at least a small little portion of it, in California.
I will cry.
So there's going to be a spinning roller coaster.
No.
It's expected to be named The Curse of the Werewolf.
I'll do it once.
Have you even done a Velocicoaster?
No.
I'm really scared to ride that ride. I don't know why. And there's going to be
you
a
dining
spot.
You guys should ride
spot.
It and I'll stand at the back of the three broomsticks and laugh at you.
Perfect.
There's going to be what?
Dining location in Dark Universe.
Yeah, because they got rid of the cool monster dining location in Studios to put the Minion Cafe.
You love that place.
Yeah, but I don't know if it was worth losing the Monster Cafe.
You're going to get a bigger one.
The Burning Blade Tavern.
Oh, okay. Good night. Wake up.
She's mad about the Monster Burgers. It's not your fault.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, good night.
Who's Lily?
Man. All the way from last week in the future.
I don't know.
Well, we might be venturing there sometime soon to Orlando. Clearly just for content purposes. What would you guys want to see, though, if we go back? Because what did we do last time? Food hall?
We did food.
What do you want to see?
yeah, let us know what you like. We need seeing on
an excuse to go back socials and grab content.
So,
did you see what Mike said? He said there's a great music park in West Michigan called Michigan Adventures. Would you like to go, Tiffany? It's like a small Cedar Point.
No, I would not like to step foot in your nasty state.
You know, one of my favorite songs is We're Not Detroit.
We're not Detroit. Oh, Mike, you know we're just kidding. No, I actually I have family in Michigan.
What is it called? With that Christmas store in Michigan? I enjoy that a lot.
I don't know, actually.
It's like a huge Christmas store. What's it called? Mike knows.
Mike, yeah, we actually, our friend is like really good friends with the guy that made the
Frankenmuth. It was in Frankenmuth. I'd always wanted to go there. What's the store called? It's cute. Bronner's. Yes, I've been there. No, because I went to school in Toledo, so we would just like pop over and
do
stuff in Michigan. Honestly, give us content ideas. What do you want to see from the Wizarding World? Do you want to see City Walk stuff? Do you want to see, do you want me to go to Simpsons?
You got to ride E.T.
Yes, the people definitely want to see that, right? Everybody wants to see Tiffany ride E.T. and I will film her reaction the whole time. Especially when we get to E.T.'s home planet, because oh my,
there's
word,
like 1,000 of them.
You don't know.
Yes, I do. I watched the ride.
Aww, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Because somebody sent it to me.
Ruined everything.
No, I didn't. I'm gonna make you ride Velocicoaster. I'm gonna film you upside down screaming your head off as I sip a hot butter beer.
Tiffany should go on Velocicoaster
and die. I think not.
Show us how to do both parks in one day. That's a good idea. Like plan out like a day so that, and we'll focus it around Harry Potter, I think, mostly. What?
Yeah.
My best advice on how to do both parks in one day is go to that Orlando Informer event.
Honest to the Lord.
Truly.
I will be curious to see how long it takes for Orlando Informer to be able to do an event at Epic Universe.
Sign me up.
Probably a minute.
So, all right. Well, that's all the news that we have for today.
Yeah.
I don't think there were any lightning bolt questions.
Yeah.
Kay, did you have a joke?
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
Where do ghosts go to relax?
The U-bend.
No, it's just Myrtle.
The ghoulery. Like the gallery. I don't know.
But that's cute. Not a relaxing place.
Looking at artwork isn't relaxing?
No. It's a thinking spot. My brain is working.
You're both wrong. They go to the Bahamas.
Okay.
You're both wrong.
Why is that in a Harry Potter joke book?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Ask the Ravenclaws, because that's the one I grabbed today.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Sarkar asked, what are you most excited about for Epic Universe?
Ministry. And I want to see what they put in the center. I want to see if they do the original statue or the one post Voldy being minister, essentially.
I honestly think I'm
after Dumbledore destroyed it and all that jazz.
I think I'm more excited for Nintendo World.
Oh yeah, though. but
I'm
yeah,
really excited about it.
I mean, I am excited.
I want to ride Yoshi's Adventure.
I am more excited for Nintendo than I am Harry Potter. But
that doesn't mean I'm not excited about Potter.
But I'm
like,
excited for
I'm
Potter.
I'm really stoked for. Yeah.
I know that there have been. I think that they have given it enough time, and they have announced enough other things to keep people happy. Because there was a long period of time where everyone was like, "No more Potter!" Like. No, like all the OG Universal fans that are like,
where's Josh?
Listen, there would be no Universal.
Literally. I'm like, you get to continue to come into this park because of Harry Potter, to be completely honest. So,
yep.
All right. If you want to follow us on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family, and Tiffany's on Instagram and TikTok at tiffswish_flick. House Cup standings are the same. Ravenclaw in first, Gryffindor in second, Hufflepuff in third, and Slytherin in fourth. What's this episode for?
You're so demanding right now. I don't like the way you asked that.
Tiffany, what would you like this episode to be for?
I don't know.
Is that better?
I don't know.
For epic adventures. For us waiting hours in line for
to ride the Ministry of Magic ride.
I'm probably not going to be able to do it, you guys.
You don't know.
You'll do it once, though, right?
The way she's speaking to me, tone matters. Speaking of tone, before I end this episode, and I hope all who need to hear this have gotten to this point, we started this podcast in 2017. We have had the Facebook group since around that time. We are not going to hound on this. We are not going to spend too much time on this. However, at this point, most of you are grown people, especially those of you who are on and working on Facebook. If you are in our group, you need to understand that people cannot hear your tone, nor can they see your facial expressions. You need to make sure that the way in which you write your text is in a kind manner. Emojis with eye rolling and things like this with snarky writing are not going to be accepted. Also, please understand, when you're talking to people who run the page, who are flagged for things, and who are the hosts of the podcast who created this whole thing, want to protect their space.
And the space that we've spent a long time building for everyone else but us.
We're gonna be the end say. If people don't feel safe or if they feel like they were attacked, we will look into it. No, we're not gonna be so soft and everybody's feeling blah, 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 blah. But note the tone in your writing. And if you cannot handle being in that group, if you are not having a good time like we want you to, if you see things and you can't help but type something instead of just compartmentalizing and scrolling by, and if you can't abide by the thumper code, then please, we invite you to have fun on the internet somewhere else. Or we will give you your lovely one-way ticket there. At this point, we should not tell grown people how to be kind. It's just, we just don't have the time for it, frankly. And not every thought has to be said, whether that's via your thumbs in text or your mouth. Please, friends, not everything has to be voiced. I see plenty of things on the internet that I don't agree with, and I say, I don't like that. Delete, block, move on, just scroll by. Please, not everything has to be said.
Yeah.
And we thank you.
Yep.
I'm sorry I had to say that, but
it's
I had
just,
to.
You know, some days it can be a little exhausting to have to babysit adults in a Facebook group. I said it.
You don't have to have the same agreement thought as everybody else, but for the love of all that is good in this world, can you at least talk like grown people who are saying things with kindness behind it?
And also, please, if you have an issue with something that got through in the Facebook group, that because we are very selective with what we allow to be posted, if you don't agree that that should have been posted, please send us or one of the moderators a message and we'll look into it. The way to handle that is not to do as Tiffany just described. There are proper ways to handle things. We're all adults. We know how to do that. Just shoot a message to the moderators and be like, hey, I'm not sure if this accidentally got through, but like, I think that this falls under blah, blah, blah. Can you please look into it?
Yeah.
And we will.
Also, don't be rude to your hosts.
Yeah.
Like,
we're trying to create a space that's fun and kind. The internet's an awful place, but it can also have a lot of good. And we're trying to be the good. Don't be rude to us. Yeah. Or it's going to be toodaloo boo and you're out.
Yep.
Okay. This is for the thumper code. What is that, my friends?
If you can't, what is it?
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Thank you. And if you don't like sad movies, don't watch Bambi. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice. Toodaloo boo. Click.
Click a roost.
Clickety click, click, click.
Click, click, boo.
Lauren.
Mm-hmm, neither. That's all I know.
Megan? No. I hear you got a great heel going on. You better heal it before you go to the park. Heal your heel.
Tiffany, you saw me when we went to the park. It doesn't heal. It never heals.
I know, but like sometimes you rest. You guys are ready to nerd out.
Always ready to nerd out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.